Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Opening the show there was Beyoncé, End of Time, The Red Top, Club Edit. I am being so super fresh with new music just at the top of the hour, and I'm thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with myself there. I mean, tonight is, after all, a celebration of Different Strokes circa 2011. Now, Jade and I have been doing this show for, 4 years now? And, you know, we feel like 2011 has been a very good year for both of us. So tonight we're going to, you know, do a bit of a rundown, a bit of a walk down memory lane, if you will, going back and revisiting some of our favourite show moments here at Different Strokes, and also revisit some of our favourite interview moments. Now, we've had a very diverse range of interview guests this year. So we've had everyone from Jesse Thorne to Just Josh, Kimbra, Winter Gordon, and so forth. So it's been a very good mix of camp and geek colliding. Now, on tonight's show, I'm sure by now you would have already figured, what is going on? Why is Jade so silent? Here is the real tea. Jade is not in the country right now. I know, seems a bit scandalous to be doing our, you know, best of 2011 show and not have my co-host here with me, but rest assured, before she left the country, she and I got together and, you know, did a bit of radio pre-recorded magic. So you definitely hear Jade and I on air over the next few weeks. We make sure you guys are well looked after. So tonight you hear both of us reminiscing on that. And Jade and I will also get this. We'll also talk about some of the things that we've discussed on Different Strokes this year that have gone on to become rather popular. Now, we're a media pop culture show, so, and our interest will always be to talk about new things happening online, new music, new TV shows and such. Sometimes Jade and I will be so ahead of the curve that, you know, shows might not have been popular at the time that we're talking about them, but somehow after we reviewed them on our show, have become rather huge. So we like to claim that as a Different Strokes bump. So later on in the hour, Jade and I will also talk about what things we have affected in pop culture.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Now, Jade, it's time to reflect on some of our favourite interview moments of the year. Now, we've been very lucky to speak to a diverse range of, you know, we've had podcasters, we've had internet personalities, so to speak. You know, we've had a few musicians as well. I think last year we had more musicians and recording artists, but this year we've got more of a mix between the camp and geek.
Yes, yeah. I can't wait to hear Jesse Thorne.
No, that's definitely one of my favourite moments when Jesse Thorne had no idea who Danny Minogue is and completely bamboozled him on air. So,
and I think, like, for me, the Jesse Thorne interview, why I really liked it too, was he had something that interested both of us. You know, like, you know, he had his, like, obviously his podcast, which I'm a big fan of, but then also Dave, you were really into his fashion show as well. So we both had questions that were completely different that made, you know, the interview a complete package, really.
Another one of my favourite interviews of the year is obviously with Winter Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love Winter Gordon.
These always happen when I'm not around so that you can gush openly.
Yeah, so this year we got a chance to chat with her twice. Once was over the phone when she was promoting Till Death.
Mm-hmm.
She was up in Sydney. And the second time was when she launched her album With The Music I Die. So I got to catch up with her in person. Had a, you know, really good heart-to-heart kind of chat about her album and, you know, the musical direction she's going in and all that really nice highbrow pop music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We also got to speak to Kimbra.
Yes.
And this is before. Can we claim Kimbra as a Different Strokes bump? Well, you and I are going to talk about this later on the show.
Yes, we are, and I think Kimbra should be on the list, yes.
Because I remember when we had Kimbra on the show, and a lot of community radio stations around Melbourne and Australia would be feeling the same.
Mm-hmm.
She put in the good hustle when her first single, Settle Down, came out. So she went through, you know, very grassroots, underground level up. So I feel a lot of us in the community radio circuit want to claim want to take responsibility for breaking Kimbra.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a chat with her three times on a show already, so that's one of my favourite moments as well. But without further ado, Jade, I know this is the first time you're hearing this,
yes.
So I'm very excited for you to hear this little mashup, little medley of our favourite interview moments of 2011. Here at Different Strokes, we were reflecting on the interview guests that we've had in the past, and I've always said to Jade, you know, oh, I feel like Danny Minogue is our biggest interview guest so far, but Jesse Thorne could be bigger than Danny Minogue. Do you feel that way?
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly his height and weight, but I think that at the very least, I could probably take him.
Now, that one was very much a Miami-looking production.
Well, yes, it may look like Port Melbourne was the location, but I do strongly would like to say that it was shot in Miami.
Yes. Mm. Big budget.
Just for the record.
This one, yeah.
There have only been two instances where I've refused to do something. They wanted me to go be part of a stand-up comedy improv troupe, and that's just... So I'm willing to make a fool out of myself in a lot of ways, and if you've seen the show, you know, like, oh, I'll pretty much put myself in any situation. But there was something about the comedy thing that made me uneasy.
There's a lot of YouTube sensations showing up on our Australian X Factor. Now, did you both think about giving it a go on the main stage?
We didn't want to compromise our creative integrity.
I don't think Nat Bass and Mel B would appreciate
Ronan would definitely hate it.
Oh, Ronan would hate it.
That was the beauty, I think, in this album. I wanted the songs to sound like songs. If you strip them back, I wanted them to feel the lyrics. And I think that a lot of people, when they hear dance music, that's where they get confused. I fell in love with dance music like when I heard MGMT and Empire of the Sun, and I think that their music can be stripped back, and there's something really beautiful about it. It's not just fall on the floor, hurrah, hurrah.
It is art, you know what I mean? You're being painted, and I think because we both knew what a beautiful concept it was, this idea of actually showing visually someone being drawn out of your world, you know, I think it kind of made it a lot easier. You were focused on just getting the job done and not getting too hung up about it being, you know, nudity or anything. So, it's art, man.
No, it wasn't really ever my goal to sit out and be on television. My background is really in film and theater and television, but working, you know, sort of on the production side. And it was just a sort of organic evolution out of the podcast and then some of the other stuff we were doing.
Did you have a moment? Because a lot of people, you know, really fantasize about the idea of having the perfect pop music video. Did you have a moment on set where you just thought, I can't believe I'm doing this?
Of course I did. I mean, especially because it was my first music video, it was so astounding to just be standing there with all these people there just for me and, you know, respecting what I do and supporting what I do. So it was really awesome.
Was that part of your plan, or are you more an accidental media mogul?
I think my media moguldom, such as it is, has really just grown out of my interest in creating media and not having another job. And so basically everything that I do is just something that I wanted to do.
Oh, Jade. Was it a good little trip down memory lane for you?
It was a good trip down memory lane. There were so many things that I'd forgotten about. I can never remember anything.
It's like we come on air, we just talk. It's like a conversation with a friend. It just happens.
Yeah.
And you don't really think, I'm being recorded for a podcast or, you know, this is going on air.
And I never think, oh, yeah, that's going to have to be in the best of banter. Like, that was a good piece of banter there.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I would finish up a show and go, Jade, that was a great show. We were really funny.
I think we know when we've done a good show, but I don't think we know what the context of the banter was.
We're going to have a listen to some of our banters later. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. That was a quick rundown, a quick medley, if you will, of some of our favourite interview moments this year. If you want a list of the full roll call, if you will, of the guests that we've spoken to, head to our website, differentstrokesonline.com. Coming up next, like I said, is going to be our favourite banter moments, which is going to be hard to pick. I don't know how Jade and I came down to picking the moments we did. I don't know how we even thought we were funny for some of them. But, you know, if there's one thing I know about Different Strokes is that Jade and I entertain each other. And if anyone else finds it entertaining, then it's a bonus.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, what happens if our best bit of banter for the year happens now on December 28th, that is technically still 2011, in the introduction to the best of banter 2011?
This is a very, geeky thing to ponder upon. But I guess because, you know, this show is being podcasted anyway, it is kind of snatched together with the mashup, if you will. It's like an extended mix, like the sequel.
It's the bonus feature.
The bonus track. But look, Jade, I feel like 2011 has been such a fun year for you and I. I think our chemistry's definitely gotten stronger and, you know, we've got a Different Strokes webisode now to prove it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. But we've been doing this show for how many years now? This is our fourth year?
I think this is our fourth year, Dave.
Yeah. So it's, you know, we've become best friends. There are lots more same strokes moments. Mm-hmm. Our interests are becoming the same. But in a lot of ways, we're still very, very different personalities. And mm-hmm. I think that's what, you know, comes through on the show. So this little piece of favorite banter's moment mashup, if you will, is going to be a celebration of some of our moments that we thought we were funny.
I mean, and I'm sure people would disagree with this, but, you know.
It's really interesting.
Make your own mashup.
Yeah. Do your own Different Strokes playlist. Yeah, please. Everyone's going to think that there's this, like, you know, Beyonce situation in the group. No, there isn't.
I'm Michelle. I think we've all established I'm Michelle.
Please.
I'll be showing up at RuPaul's Drag Race. Everyone will be expecting Dave, and no, it's Jade.
I have a Christian upbringing, and for whatever reason, at age 12, I've thought, oh, yes, that's my calling. I'm going to be a minister.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm ministering to kings and queens now on the Joy airwaves. So I think that's going to outcome.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Like, this is a higher calling. Yeah. Sometimes the new boyfriend doesn't do a very good first impression. Not if he's throwing a tantrum.
Throwing a tantrum over a cranium, not a good first impression?
Girl, that is not the look. That is never the look. Throwing a tantrum not only over a board game but in my house, not the look.
Here's the thing, I'm a good lesbian, I'm prepared for all scenarios, and that includes having samples of bits of makeup, even though I never wear it.
Oh, you noticed my strut?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a bit of wind action, yeah. I have to admit. You know, yeah. Ladies, there is an art to it. There is a way you can strut that creates the wind, but that is another culture segment altogether.
I can't wait to hear it. At the top of the show, we played Kelly Rowland, who was singing backup for a random Renta rapper and Lay It On Me. Look, Dave, how much of that song did she actually sing versus the Renta?
Isn't that fun? Like, on a social level that you get to meet strangers while you're playing a game?
No, I would rather chat to people I already know. I don't need some weird social interaction.
I can't believe you're actually going to town on this. You're really letting me have it for wearing track pants. You know, I was here at the station earlier tonight and I heard one of the other presenters giving another presenter grief for wearing track pants. So It is not on at Joy 94.9. When you come in, you turn it on. Everyone that knows anything about Different Strokes know that there's only one diva on this show, and that's Jade. She's the real diva, okay?
and there's five of us, so we all get to fight over who basically doesn't want to sit in the middle of the back seat.
You know, I always get around that. Because I had two sisters. I say that I get car sick. And I have to sit near the window because no one wants to be spewed on.
That's true.
Yeah. This is the reason I love the internet, because there is just weird people with their weird little interests, and there is a fan forum about everything.
Going back to that story of when I was, you know, first day at work and they asked me what nickname I prefer, I say Limmy. Yeah. It's fine to call me Dave. It's fine to call me Limmy. Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling sassy, you can call me Limon Sale. Girl, I've never seen anybody shut down a room so quick. Let me tell you, the guys were just gobsmacked.
I could see that you might be quite a standout in that organisation, Dave. Well, Dave, I'm going to give you credit for actually claiming out loud that you like to be called Limonce. I don't think any person would walk into their workplace a couple of days in and claim that the way you did.
Look, in hindsight, I think it broke the ice and it did the job. So no one has actually called me Limonce yet. So yeah. I guess no one was really feeling sassy or up to it. But I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I will sign off on my emails as Limonce from now on.
Yeah.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. That was just a little, you know, snatch of our favourite moments this year. And we want to say thank you so much for really enjoying the free lols with us. You know, it's a privilege to be on here on Joy. It's a privilege to be broadcasted. You know, it's a privilege to be downloaded and, you know, having subscribers and of our podcast and things of that nature. So thank you so much for loving on Different Strokes this year. Coming up next, Jade and I are going to talk about Different Strokes Bump, which is a complete opposite from the kind of humble tone I'm serving right now. Let me just say, the Different Strokes Bump is basically us taking credit for things that we believe we've made popular thanks to us talking about it on our show.
Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, look, let's face it, this whole next segment is about us getting out the vanity combi van and trying to make claim to things that may or may not have been bumped as a result of us.
Look, let's explain the Different Strokes Bump for the strokers out there who aren't really privy to our vanity combi van and things of that nature.
Where have you been?
Where have you been? Don't you know how much we love ourselves and want to take credit for everything?
Mm-hmm.
So because we're a media pop culture show and Jade and I have an interest in things that are developing online, new TV shows, you know, new music and such. We love to play the latest music where we can and things like that, you know, album tracks and non-top 40 material and such and such and such. So a lot of the times we would be a little ahead of the mainstream crowd. And sometimes we like to have a look and see, you know, what have we talked on a show that has been successful after, you know, we profiled it on Different Strokes.
Yes.
So, you know, if it's successful, then we're going to claim it as a Different Strokes bump.
We had some very high-profile examples last year, didn't we, Dave?
We did. I really can't think of any off the top of my head.
Tumblr got very big last year.
Correct.
And probably the other one that, you know, I always claim is Mumford & Sons.
Ugh. So inappropriate, but anyway, I think we were trying to claim Winter Gordon last year as well as a Different Strokes bump because I think after our interview, Dirty Talk went number one. Look, but on a whole, I feel that 2011 for Different Strokes, we've been rather underground. We've been a lot more of a tastemaker and we haven't really seen the mainstream, you know.
I think we'll see the result of the bump happen in 2012.
Do you reckon?
Things that we talked about in 2011.
Like things like Google Plus, which you've always mentioned. Oh, you know, at the time that we were reviewing it on the show,
it was in beta stage, and so, you know, it was invite only. But now, I don't know, Dave, if this is happening to you, but like every day I'm getting emails of people adding me to their circles, and I'm kind of like, oh, I've moved on to something else, you know. So it's quite, you know, I haven't logged into Google Plus for I don't know how long, but everyone else now that it's open invitation is in there and, you know, adding me to their circles.
It's a whole new world, and with every social media profile I have, I like to have a set of rules as to what kind of content I want to create for it, because
I don't sync my Twitter, Facebook and Tumblr and things like that. You know, there's always different content on there. I'm such a good, you know, content creator.
Yeah. honestly, when people do that and they do the full sync up, that really annoys me.
It's hideous because it doesn't really work sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I don't do that. And I haven't figured out what sort of content, how am I going to service my community and my audience?
In Google Plus.
In Google Plus. So I've kind of left it dormant for now.
Yep.
I mean, I'm actually using Chime In more than I am Google Plus. Mm-hmm. And Chime In is one of those websites that we talked about on our show that hasn't really taken off. Mm-hmm. I think it's still in its beta stages. It's still kind of figuring itself out. But, you know, I'm actually using that more than Google Plus, strangely enough.
Another online thing, Dave, that we profiled that I thought that I've noticed is starting to get more traction is 8-Tracks. Remember we talked about that earlier in the year? And, you know, now I'm getting people, you know, starting to like my, you know, my playlist that I made, you know, months and months and months ago when we did actually talk about it on the show. So I think that's probably another, given the music side of things, I think we're only seeing the beginning of those music style playlist websites.
And things like Spotify and all that hopefully Australia will get one day.
Oh, Dave, how frustrating is it when we find out about this new like online thing and we want to use it so bad?
And everyone's talking about it over in the US.
And it's, blocked in Australia.
Great. Mm-hmm. speaking of online, you profiled a lot of apps during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently got an iPod Touch. And you know what? I'm not one of those people to have smartphones. Mm-hmm. I have a touchscreen phone, but it's not smart.
No.
So I was here. I am.
You were at one point ahead of the curve, and now you're slightly way past the
curve. Can I be real? I'm never ahead of the curve when it comes to gadgets. I'm a very basic kind of person when it comes to technology. I will wear it out until it's dead. Then I'll go get it. Mm-hmm. I'm not the type to switch it for the minute something new comes out, which is why I love, you know, talking to you about gadgets, because you are always on the forefront of things. Now, you've talked a lot about apps during the year. I couldn't relate until maybe a few weeks ago when I finally started getting apps.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, which is something you talked about quite early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's
huge.
It's huge.
It has taken over.
Is it a different strokes bump?
Well, I mean, it was named App of the Year. So, you know, I think that perhaps we can claim it as a bump. But more, you know, I guess it's so interesting to see, you know, things like Instagram take off because, I mean, every profile you see now has Instagram pictures. And Dave, I don't think I will ever forget you sending me text saying, can you Instagram these photos of us and then send them back to me so I can put them on our website? You know, that to me is just classic.
Classic backwards, you know, technologically tardy Dave. Now, looking at music, Jade, I mean, at the start of 2011, I said Claire McGuire might be the big thing of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really happen. So sometimes our predictions are a bit hit and miss.
Yep.
I said Kelly Rowland might, you know, take over the world. Not quite. No, didn't really happen.
Yep.
But Cher Lloyd. See, I've been a fan of Cher ever since she was on X Factor in 2010, in a UK X Factor. Now, when her first single Swagger Jagger dropped, you didn't like it. You hated it.
I hated it.
Yeah. Thanks. We played it on Different Strokes, and I think, like, two other radio stations in the country added it. So it was a massive flop. Didn't think it was going to happen, but, you know, she went ahead and released her album in the UK anyway. But there were no dates to, you know, release her album in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, we've never let things like that stop us, have we, Jade? So even though it's released outside Australia, I reviewed it on the show. Very next week, her second single, With Your Love, was added to Aussie radios.
Different
coincidence? I think not. Well, listen to us. This is rich. Now, Jade, what have we Different Strokes bumped in the TV side of things?
Dave, it was really hard to come up with something that we Different Strokes bumped this year, but I'm going to claim Falling Skies.
Falling Skies?
And only because I remember after we reviewed it on the show that we had people actually contact us and say, I started watching Falling Skies after you reviewed it on the show and I'm so addicted.
Wow, Jade. Mm-hmm. Look at what you've started.
I started something.
I don't watch enough TV to claim that I
brought any. Are you going to play RuPaul's Drag Race or?
I mean,
it's a moderate hit, isn't it?
Stop it. It's a massive cult favorite. According to D-Lister, it's the number one rated show in heaven.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.